Hey beautiful souls, welcome back to Energetic Alignment. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let's get real, life can throw some serious curveballs our way, right? Between juggling work, relationships, and just trying to keep up with the chaos, sometimes it feels like we're running on empty. Ever feel like you're constantly beating yourself up for little mistakes or comparing yourself to others? I totally get it. But what if I told you there's a superpower within you that can change all of that self-compassion? Yeah, you heard me right. It's not about being soft or giving yourself free passes, it's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer your best friend. So why is this so important? Because when we practice self-compassion, we create a safe space for ourselves to grow, learn, and actually enjoy the ride. It helps us bounce back from setbacks stronger, navigate tough emotions with grace, and ultimately live more fulfilling lives. Think of it like this. You wouldn't scold your friend for tripping and falling, would you? You'd probably offer a hand up, a reassuring word, and maybe even share a funny story about the time you tripped. Same goes for us. Here are 5 key takeaways to unlock that superpower within. 1. Acknowledge your humanity. We all mess up. It's part of being human. Instead of getting caught in a spiral of self-criticism, remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes. Accept them, learn from them, and move on. Remember, even the most successful people have faced setbacks. It's how they handle them that counts. 2. Challenge negative self-talk. That little voice in your head that whispers doubts and negativity? Yeah, that's just fear talking. Start noticing those thought patterns and consciously challenge them. When you catch yourself thinking, I can't do this or I'm not good enough, reframe it with something more supportive like, this is a challenge, but I'm capable of overcoming it or I'm learning and growing every day. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever get so caught up in your thoughts that you forget to be present in the moment? Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the here and now, noticing your breath, your surroundings, and your feelings without judgment. Try taking a few minutes each day to simply sit quietly and observe your thoughts and sensations. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind and creating space for calm. 4. Show yourself kindness. Treat yourself like you would treat a loved one. Would you say harsh things to someone you care about? Would you deny them comfort when they're hurting? Of course not. So why do we sometimes extend less kindness to ourselves? Make a conscious effort to be gentle and compassionate with your thoughts, words, and actions towards yourself. 5. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, acknowledge your accomplishments. Did you finish that project you were dreading? Take a moment to celebrate your hard work. Did you make a healthy choice today? That's awesome, give yourself a high five. Celebrating your wins reinforces positive feelings and motivates you to keep going. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. It's Monday morning, the alarm goes off way too early, and you just want to crawl back under the covers. You spill coffee all over yourself on the way out the door, miss the bus, and arrive at work feeling like you've already had the worst day ever. That inner critic starts whispering, you're so clumsy, why do you always mess everything up? But instead of falling into that trap, you take a deep breath and remind yourself, hey, it's just coffee, everyone has bad days, I can handle this. You put on a smile, make a fresh cup of tea, and start your day with more grace and positivity. See what I mean? Self-compassion isn't about being perfect, it's about being kind to yourself in the midst of imperfection. It's about accepting your flaws, learning from your mistakes, and moving forward with compassion. So, this week, make a conscious effort to treat yourself like the amazing person you are. Give yourself permission to rest, to laugh, to be vulnerable, and to shine. And remember, beautiful souls, keep sharing your stories and struggles. You're not alone in this journey. You can find me on Instagram at Energetic Alignment and leave a comment with your biggest takeaway from today's episode. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Energetic Alignment. Let's raise our vibrations together, one day at a time.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.